Keane Kenny, he's been outstanding today. Gives it to Paddy Levy. He too has done himself proud. And he wins the ball. Great play by Levy. Levy scoops it to Peter Hogan. What can they do? The time is against them. But is the scoreboard against them? Ball goes on inside. Harry Ruddle in space. Inside the D. What's Harry going to do? Takes a shot.
Oh! Oh!
Harry Ruddle! Number 17 on his back. Will that back be framed out in Jack Beach tonight? That jersey could be framed. It deserves to be framed. As Darragh O'Sullivan dances a jig. Is it all over?
It's
the last puck in the game.
Oh my God!
Write his name down. You forget it. James O'Connor goes on his knees. Benny Gunner, an Ireland champion 2022. For the first time in their history, a Waterford club has won the final. For the first time in their history, Harry Ruddle, number 17. Write it down, you go down in the history books. Game up, last puck, the number 17 backed himself. Oh. And Harry Ruddle, passionate pass, Dean Mason, signal for Ballyhale. Ballygunner have won their first All-Ireland title and become the first club in Waterford to lift the All-Ireland club title. Owen Murphy, take it away.
Jesus, Kieran. Whoa. Oh, Kieran, I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. Harry Ruddle. He must have been 35 yards out here when he took the shot on into the corner of the net. And look, Shamrocks have been done for. What they've done to so many teams, Kieran. They thought they had it won, like so many teams thought they had Ballyhale beaten. What a sucker punch for Ballyhale. But I have to say, this Ballygunner team have been shown that resilience all year. I think resilience is the word. And never say die.
Yes, only one place to start on this evening's show, and that's with Ballygunner's late show in the All-Ireland Club Final against Shamrocks of Ballyhale in Croke Park last Saturday. Kieran O'Connor and Owen Murphy describing the goal from Harry Ruddle that beat the Shamrocks in the 4th minute of added time. And to reflect on that unbelievable victory, delighted to say that I'm joined in studio by Gunners forward Desi Hutchinson. And Desi, how many times have you listened back to that passage of play?
Tomás. I'd say a good 50, 60 times at this stage. The two lads are unbelievable there, especially Owen. It's incredible just listen to it there again. You get goosebumps up your body. It was an unbelievable feeling and just something you'll never, ever forget.
Can you describe what you experienced in that moment, Izzy?
No, to be honest. It was absolutely crazy. I just remember looking up at the clock thinking, here we go. Our dreams have been shattered, like an X-Men Harry bang, and we didn't know what to do because we didn't know whether there was going to another play. There was people running on the pitch. There was players running back towards their own goal. It was mental, so it was. But it was like an outer body experience when the final whistle went that we actually did it, like, you know, because it was gone from us, and then bang, out of nowhere, we're all Ireland champions.
I was just watching back the final moments of the game, Desi, and the moment that the final whistle went and your brother Wayne emerges and gives you a hug on the field. How did he manage to escape the stewards and get onto the pitch?
Oh, I don't know. A lot of them seem to escape him. I don't know. I'd say a few lads would be getting a few fines now or something over the next few weeks. But even that, look, it was incredible to see people get on the pitch, and especially your own family. You know, I was embraced by Wayne and JJ, and It might have even been a bit tough for them because they were there for so long and they didn't win one. But to see their joy on their faces when they came on, especially with a lot of other players as well, it was absolutely incredible. And even people that have never picked up a hurley in their life but are best friends of us were absolutely delighted there on the pitch. I'm seeing Ian Kenny with one of his good friends, Dean McGarry, like two of them grown up the whole way together and absolutely delighted on the pitch. It was just incredible to see the joy it brought to the supporters was just immense.
Can you tell us about what part of the pitch you were in, Desi, when Harry Ruddle was advancing on goal?
I was actually right on the D, so he was, and I seen him coming towards me and I just said, I need to get out of here, like, to try and open up a bit of space, you know. And by the time he actually hit it, I was standing directly behind him, but I could barely see through the bodies and I had to kind of tilt my head around. You can actually see it on the video. It's funny, but it was, I was just thinking, get out of the way here, because I think Darren Mullen was pulling and dragging out of me, as you would, you know, and I was like, I need to get out of the way here. But absolutely unbelievable finish by Harry, and it's something we're not surprised by him, because he has that in his lockers, you know. He's an incredible young lad, in fairness to him, and he probably found it tough over the last few weeks, not getting as much game time as he wanted, but people were reminding him that he'd have a big part to play. I don't know if he thought it'd be that big of a part, but it was incredible.
There's been some great pictures and videos of what's been happening around Ballygunner in the last couple of days. Desi, like walking over the cup at Rice Bridge, you know, bringing the cup back to the club itself. Any standout moments for yourself from the celebrations over the past week?
Yeah, there's loads, Tomás. Look, there's everything we've done, there's been something about it that's just been unbelievable, you know, and coming across the bridge as the first Waterford club to win in Ireland is special. Not many people are going to get to do that, never mind done it, you know, so it was absolutely special. But probably the biggest standout moment was when we got off the bus walking down through Ballygunner village, and we were met by a lot of young supporters running up the hill to us, and I'm even getting goosebumps thinking about it now. It was unbelievable.
Great stuff. And you also did a tour of the schools as well, Desi. What sort of reception did you get there?
Yeah, as you can imagine, it was unbelievable. Sure, look, the joy it's bringing to the young kids, and it's giving them something to aspire to. But there was a big crowd up in the Ballygunner National School, and then we went down to the Gael School, which obviously was a bit smaller numbers, but just to see the happiness of the kids, and they're now meeting their heroes, you know, so it's unbelievable.
I'm sure you've heard that Harry Ruddle clip plenty of times, Desi, but I'm going to play another clip now, another big moment that happened in that second half.
Power, he's doing well today, the teenager. Back to Philip Mahoney. Philip, first time getting the ball inside to Desi inside. Desi goes high. Desi has the ball. What's he going to do? He takes a shot. Yes! Desi! What a goal by Desi. He was up against Smullen, the small man against the big. He won the ball. He backed himself, and all of Ballygunner are backing him now. Back to it, Desi. What a beauty when it was needed.
Oh, what a goal. What a goal. Not the ball that Desi Hutchison would thrive on, but God, no better man. A high ball in from Philip.
I was
Manning.
Just going to give out about the high ball from Philip, but Desi delivered, won that ball, and gave Dean Mason no chance. We're back to a 1-point game.
Desi, can you talk us through that?
Yeah, I was probably, in my own head, I was probably shouting at Philip, what are you doing hitting it in this high? But no, it was great. Look, it was a massive moment in the match, that it was something we needed, you know, and obviously on a personal view, to score a goal in an All-Ireland final is incredible, but it was such a big part of the game that if we hadn't got that goal, we would have struggled, you know. So it was, I think, what they were... They four up, I think it was at that stage.
Yeah,
so
they were.
It was really important, you know. We needed to take a couple of chances, and thankfully I got it, and I see the keeper moving the other way, so I tried to just bring it back to the near post a bit, and thankfully it worked. Now look, some people might say the keeper should have saved it, but I'll take all the luck that I got.
Did you thank Philip for that assist later on?
Oh, I did. he's another phenomenal man, you know. He actually, probably shouldn't say it, but he actually broke 3 ribs in the first 10 minutes of the game, and he carried on throughout the whole game, and
wow.
It's a testament to the man he is, you know. He got I think it would have been Owen Cody came down on top of him, and he broke his 3 ribs, so he did, and he played on for the whole game. So absolutely incredible man.
Yeah, what sort of leader is he like in the dressing room, Desi?
To be honest, there's nobody like him, Tomás. Not even on the pitch, but off it as well. The things he does for the young players in the club, the things he does for the juveniles, the things he does for us as a team, he'll be a hard one to replace whenever he hangs him up. And look, everybody in this county knows what Philip is like, you know, but we in Ballygunner especially know how important he is on and off the pitch.
How much of a help has Darragh Sullivan been as well? Because your arrival back in Ballygunner coincided with the start of his term as manager, and he was speaking afterwards about you were always down at club training, even when you're with the county senior footballers as well. So he must have been a big influence in where you've come to today, does he?
Absolutely, Tomás. Look, and I remember meeting Dara for a chat before the championship started, and at the time I went in with Waterford footballers, but I knew where I wanted to go as well in the hurling terms, you know. So I knew I had to be up in that field every night practicing. But Dara, again, another phenomenal man, and what he's done for us as a group of players on and off the pitch again, he's been huge, and we owe him a lot, you know, because at the time Fergal Hartley left the management job, and probably not many people wanted it, you know, but he stood up and he's delivered for us every year.
Ever since you've switched back to Gaelic games, Desi, and come back to Waterford, you seem really content with the decision you made. I think I remember speaking to you after Galtier beat Ring in a miserable day down in Kill, and you got a late free. Can you just tell us kind of how much your life has changed over the past 3 years?
Look, it has, Tomás, and it's all been for the good, you know. When I did come back, it was tough, I won't lie. I didn't know what I was going to be doing, but thankfully the GAA has given me a pathway now, and I'm back in college, and that's going really well. So, look, it's been absolutely brilliant, and look, there's been some very high days there, which is making it a lot easier, you know. And look, we did have a few bad days with Waterford, but even to be getting a chance to play with Waterford, it's incredible as well, you know.
It's not just been a change of sport, Desi, but it's also been a change of career as well. Can you tell us what path you've gone down over the last couple of years?
Yeah, so I'm up in Mary Eye Thurles doing a teaching course, so I am. So that's what I'm at the moment, and I'm really enjoying it. It was a big step to go back because I was out of education for 9 years, like, you know. So it was a big step to go back, but one I'm really enjoying now, and I know I have to work hard at it.
Yeah, great stuff. What subjects will you be teaching in, do you know, at this stage?
Business studies and religion. So I'm doing that up in Mary Eye Thurles. And look, they've been great to me as well, you know, getting me in the door. And I suppose I owe a lot to them too.
Great stuff. And how soon can we expect you to see you back in the Waterford setup, Desi?
I'd say it'll be very soon. We haven't spoke too much about it yet, but I'd imagine it'll be over the next week or two anyway. You know, we'll be getting back into it because there's not a big turnaround until especially you'd want to be getting a couple of league games into you before the championship starts. So, no, look, we're going back into the panel with an All-Ireland medal, you know, so it'll only help the group as well. And look, we're looking forward to the year. Obviously, if we had a loss, it would have been tough to motivate yourself and go again. But the fact we won, it's going to be a lot easier.
Brilliant stuff. Well, Desi Hutchinson, thanks so much for your time this evening, and congratulations again on bringing the All-Ireland title back to Ballygunner.
Thanks a million, Tomás. Thank you.
Ball has gone long. Well, Kevin goes up and wins it. The younger of the Mahoney brothers gets the ball. Keith Connor Sheehan. He's marked heavily, but he tries to make room for him. Gives a diagonal ball. He's looking for Desi. Ball hops to Desi. Desi outside his marker. His marker is Mullen. Oh, Desi has a look. Takes his shot. Desi over the bar. Class again from the small man. Are we glad he came back from cross channel? And I'm sure Liam Cahill is as well as Darragh O'Sullivan.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.